conversation with Sister Barbara Perry, Horace Elder Perry, probably here in spirit today as we break ground for the Montpelier Temple. Sister Perry, your thoughts on that, speaking for your family and for everyone else. This is an important day for country that's right next to your home in Cokeville. Your thoughts?
I think it's so wonderful and amazing that they're getting the temple so close. You know, we thought it was wonderful when the Star Valley Temple came. It was.
You were there.
The Logan Temple was 90 miles, Star Valley was 50, and now Montpelier is just 30 miles. And what a blessing to have a temple so close.
And people from Cokeville, your hometown, will be working here and serving here and helping.
Yes.
All the years of growing up in Cokeville, did you? Thank you. Did you imagine a temple this close to your Cokeville community?
No. We thought Logan would be it.
And that's it. Today, as you heard the comments of the people speaking, your heart full. Some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I especially enjoyed Brother Phillips and his giving us some historical background, and I think it's a reminder of how the blessing is to have a temple so close. Because, you know, the sacrifice of people. My sister and her husband worked in the temple,
the
Logan Temple, for two different times. And even in these modern days, they had a couple of times when they barely made it through the canyon, or even had to turn back because of weather. And so, I mean, Montpelier, I think.
In your experience with your husband and going to temple dedications, it's a big change for the community, isn't it?
Yes. And it builds the community around it, it seems like. I remember we were at the dedication of the Denver Temple, and there had been a lot of controversy over the site, and they finally changed the site to a different area, which they decided that was, I knew it was meant to be that way. And they had a comment by one of the neighbors who said, I hope they'll keep the lights on the temple at night. It makes us feel so safe.
Very good. Any closing thoughts on the Montpelier, Idaho Temple?
Oh, I think it's going to be a wonderful blessing for this whole valley. And I hope to have an opportunity to get here. I've been to the Star Valley Temple. It was a blessing to have that now. And I hope that it stays as busy as Star Valley, because sometimes you can't get appointments to get there when you want to.
Very busy place.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Sister Perry.
Thank you.
Sister Barbara Perry, SVI Media.